Virgin Radio.
104.4.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
With Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest obsessions on Disney Plus. Watch Poor Things, Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, Taylor's Version, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
All right, what you got?
Okay, say what you say about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. There's one thing I gotta give credit to them for.
Okay.
And that is seeming like they have a really good, stable relationship. Yes. So Travis was on this podcast and he was asked the question, how do you guys keep things so private? Mm-hmm. Have a listen to his answer. I think it's really cool.
You wanna keep things private, but at the same time, like, I'm not here to like hide anything. Like, that's my girl.
That's your girl.
You know what I mean? That's my lady. So it's like, I'm proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I'm not sitting here trying to juggle, like, how can I keep this under wraps?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's just, play it this week.
Yeah. You just don't want to let everybody into your personal life and like be able to comment on it, knowing that everything she does is getting a headline.
I like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's smart. You can't hide that relationship anymore.
No,
you know what
she
I mean?
Hid a lot before.
Yeah, so the reason why it's so significant is because her ex, Joe Alwyn,
yep.
Everything was a secret. And a lot of fans assume it's because of Joe wanted
not
everything.
Not wanting it out in the
yeah,
public
but
eye.
But with Travis, you see him very openly, yeah. Always publicly
accepting
supporting.
The way
yeah.
she is.
But he was also a public somewhat figure as well anyway.
So was Joe.
What was Joe? What
Joe's
is Joe
an
do?
Actor.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah so
actors
like,
are different.
Maybe.
Than athletes, I
maybe,
feel.
Yeah. And I think he recognizes that she's a much bigger star than he is, than he will ever be.
Yep.
And he's here for the ride, and he's going to support her, which is cool, which
okay.
I like.
Well, there yeah. we go. What else you got for us?
Okay, Street Fighter is doing a live-action movie, which is really cool. I'm super excited about
not
this.
Yoga Flame.
Yeah,
so Are you okay?
They've just decided that it's going to be released on March 20th, 2026. So it's
any,
2 years
any actors?
Away. They haven't said anything yet, but okay. I love that. I'm going to watch that. Okay, Zendaya fans are super upset with Jeopardy. You know the game show
yeah.
Jeopardy?
Yeah, yeah.
Correct. So there was a clue that they had about her, and a lot of the fans are upset about the way it was worded. Have a listen to the question.
All right, here's Jeopardy.
Stars in the making for 1,000.
Before somehow making tennis steamy in 2024, this single named star guested on Disney Channel's Good Luck Charlie. Stacey.
Who is Zendaya?
Good for 1,000.
Tennis steamy.
Oh, that doesn't matter. That's
Good
fine.
Luck, Charlie?
That's exactly it. That was the reaction all of her fans had. So she
Why?
Starred in the movie Champions, right, this
yeah.
year, which was like a steamy tennis movie, which is fine. The second part of it, they said, starred in one episode of Good Luck, Charlie. And all the fans were like, why would you use that? She was the star of her own
Shake
Disney show, Shake It
yeah.
Up, for 3 seasons.
Yeah, that's weird.
But she had the tiniest little cameo.
I don't even remember that cameo.
Yeah.
Rossi, are you the producer of Jeopardy by any chance in the States?
I am not.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't like
it could have been
game shows.
It could have been AI.
It could have been.
It could have been.
Because they're like, why? Out of all the things, yeah. you pick the 3 second cameo she
That's
had in Good Luck
Charlie. I'm more interested in a steamy tennis movie.
Champion.
Never. What's that?
It's the movie that she has out this year.
Got no idea.
It came out earlier this year.
Okay.
It's on streaming if you want.
Mm-hmm.
If finally there was a report, I don't know if you guys saw this yesterday, Cristiano Ronaldo bought Jumeirah Bay Island, like the entire island.
Did you guys see the whole thing?
Do you see this report? He didn't buy the entire island. Everyone just relaxed. The price tag on it was 98 million dirhams, which I think still stands. It's that he bought a plot of land on the island to eventually build a mansion.
Oh, that's nice.
But everyone went crazy yesterday.
So a friend of mine lives on the Jumeirah Bay Island.
Oh, cool.
Is he going to be neighbors?
Yep. I already know where it is because when we went out, his house is unbelievable.
Has it already
Hold
been
on.
Constructed?
No.
What?
No, there's no houses on there yet, is there?
Jumeirah Bay Island.
It's the one being built by Al Wassel, like by the company Al Wassel, right?
Nah, Jumeirah Bay, there's all houses up there. It's one of the most expensive property areas in the country.
Really?
I thought it...
I didn't think it...
Yeah, that's what I was asking. It's already built. I didn't think there were any houses built yet.
I think...
It's like brand new.
There's a hotel on there. I'm thinking about the same place, right?
No, I don't think so. I think you're thinking about another place.
I'm confused now.
Jumeirah Bay,
it's... I don't think
it's
any...
It's that island there. It's like... near Kite Beach, there's loads of construction going on there.
There's a bunch of villas on. Can anyone confirm what I'm saying?
That's Jumeirah Bay Island there.
Yeah, Jumeirah Bay.
That one, it looks like a seahorse.
Oh, that's the one they have houses already?
Yeah, there's all villas up there and everything.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that.
Little community. There's a hotel. You need access to get in, guys. You probably don't know, you know.
Have you been on there?
Yeah. One of my mates got like about 150 million dirham villa on that place.
Wow.
Been over there like many times. And when we sat in his backyard, he pointed, he said, see that land there? It was just across the water. Yeah. He goes, Ronaldo's land, he's building his mansion there.
Yeah.
And so, I was like, wow.
So can you imagine the plot of land only was around 98 million.
Hold on. Are you talking about Bulgari Island?
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. That's the one, right?
It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's on Jumeirah Bay.
Jumeirah Bay.
Right.
Is
yeah,
Bulgari
I know that
Island.
Island's been operational for ages. It's great over there. Is that what you're talking about? Is that where?
Yeah, that's Jumeirah Bay.
Ah, okay.
You're making it so confusing.
I'm now confused. You guys confuse me.
I was talking about that island there. See that little one?
Rossi's pointing at a little island on the map. Anyway, if you ever want to feel completely broke, go get a friend who has an 150 million dirham mansion.
How do I find that friend?
Oh, my. I randomly found him a couple of years ago.
I just looked, Googled Jumeirah Bay Island. There's if you'd like to buy a property, Chris, there's a great one going for $500 million.
That's crazy. The villas on there are like, you know, the villas on that place, if you drive on, because you've got to go through the security.
And they
won't let you go through the security unless you give them a name and a number, right? And once you get through that, the houses there, oh my, like, it makes the Palm look average.
Wow.
Really? I didn't know that.
Can you film it and just show us?
I'll film this guy's house, my mate's house.
If he lets you.
Yeah, he's okay with it, as long as, you know, you don't put the exact location. But
yeah, of course.
The house is, it's like walking into the Mall of Emirates. Like, the door is like 20 meters high.
I don't think I can fathom that.
How do you get a door that high?
Like, Nala. Like,
it's crazy.
I can't picture it.
Yeah, no, not possible.
But good on him. He made his money the right way. He made his money the legal way and everything. Like, he's a good guy and
I thought you were talking about Cristiano. I was like, yeah, he's a footballer.
Yeah, he's made his money.
Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
There it is. Thank you, pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.